I'm proud of Tracy Sanders, who, according to the Times Record News, refused to go along with City View ISD's computer notebook agreement. The newspaper reporter called the use of these sub-laptop computers a vital tool these days, and as a person who began my career in technology and use it every day, I disagree strongly. The proliferation of these devices in schools is fraught with confusion between becoming educated and mastering a tool. Back to Tracy Sanders, who wouldn't sign the school's liability agreement related to its issuing a computer to her son. The TRN reported, while she agreed with some parts of the policy, she didn't with other sections, namely being held responsible for the $235 cost to replace the device if accidental damages occurred or repair it up to the same cost, and families might also be charged $235 for the loss or theft of the Chromebook. She made the spot-on argument that she's not going to agree to replace a notebook at 3 years old for the same $235 cost of a new Chromebook. No kidding. And add to this that Acer, HP, and other Chromebooks are selling new from $162 to $171 on Amazon today. There are a few around $130. Sanders said she isn't financially able to pay that cost right away if something happens. I don't have $235 laying around, she said. But the best part came at the end of the story as the City View chief, Steve Harris, added that Chromebooks may be more costly than traditional textbooks, pen and paper, but we don't look at it as a cost deal. We look at it as a learning opportunity. Right, we know. When it's our money schools throw around, it's never a cost. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.